Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change?
Everyone, I am Dr. Tommy Watson, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from adversity and failure to go and live the best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway. We believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. If you want to learn how to tell and sell your story, go to tawatson.com under the programs and products page and click on Million Dollar Business Pathway to get yourself started. So folks, you guys ready for another amazing podcast today? Joining me, I have the one and only Marcus Ogden, former NFL player. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, Tommy. How are you, Dr. Watson?
And everything is well. You're looking good, man. After all those years of playing the league, you still like you can get out there and play a little bit, Marcus.
Yeah, man. I go to the gym regularly. I try to take care of myself. Life's short, man. So you got to give yourself the best chance to live the best life possible.
You're so right about that, brother. So for the folks who may not necessarily know you out there, you want to tell them who you are and where they can contact you and tell them about your book, man, your amazing book out there as well.
Yeah, so I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and you can contact me directly through our website, www.marcusogden.com. And you can also shoot me an email at marcus@marcusogden.com. And our book is called The Success Cycle. It talks about three keys to build your life and have success for you, your family, your legacy, which is all about ambition, drive, and hard work. It's a bestseller. We are now a three-time best-selling author. First two books were our own. Then we became a contributing author on the third bestseller. And we're just very fortunate Dr. Watson's keep things moving down the right path.
Man, that is awesome, brother. I love hearing that. Folks out there, go out there and get the book, support him and everything he's doing, man. So, Marcus, as you know, Resilient Stories Podcast is a podcast that brings amazing people on like yourself who have gone through some very difficult times and have you walk us through how you made it through that time. You know, so I know about you playing in the league, but you had some situations that took place after the league that I'm looking forward to telling the audience about. So let me start with my question. First, what's been the biggest obstacle you've faced in your life or your personal career, personally or professionally? Tell us about that.
The biggest obstacle I've had to overcome was trying to get my life back on track after filing a Chapter 7 complete bankruptcy in 2013. Wow. Home foreclosed on. Wow. Both cars repossessed, not in the same week, but the same day. Wow. Had to start completely over, got down here with $400 to my name. Wow. That's it. Wow. So I literally had to start over, Dr. Watson, from not just bottom, but what I call complete rock bottom.
Absolutely. And you know, and Marcus, tell us about this, because this was a couple of years after you got done playing in NFL. So, you know, most people think of NFL athletes, they say, you got it going on, man. You should be straight for the rest of your life. And then within how many years after leaving the NFL, you were filing bankruptcy?
So I left the NFL the 2007-08 season, and I struggled with transition for about 6 months. Then I built Caden in 08. It was like the spring of 08. By the fall of 2011, by the spring of 2011, we were the largest African-American subcontractor in the city of Baltimore in the scope of site work and utilities. Wow. And we were just crushing it. But unfortunately, as the company grew, so did my ego. And I watched football, of course, and I tell everybody, the Dallas Cowboys, tons of talent. Yeah. But Jerry Jones will not let his ego remove himself to fire himself and his son. Yeah. I feel. And hire people who know football operations that can get the right coach in there, the right structure in there. And because of that, I tell everybody, the Cowboys are doomed to always lose. Absolutely. Because back when they won, it was different. What free agency was different. Salary cap was different. Like, people wanted to come to Dallas because of the star and because of, you know, they were on TV all the time. There wasn't like NFL Network, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football. There wasn't salary cap. There wasn't all this different stuff. Players don't care as much today about playing for the Cowboys because they know they can get money somewhere else and they can be on TV. So that's all I really care, and have a chance to win what I call the big ultimate prize, the Lombardi Trophy. Absolutely. So I should have fired myself, Dr. Watson, when Caden got successful. But my ego got in the way, my pride got in the way, and because of that, I made some really bad decisions that cost me a whole lot, and it almost cost me my life because I was just so down in the dumps.
Wow. And you know, again, Marcus, I appreciate your honesty and transparency with that as well. You know, so we hear about people going from these peaks of success, NFL, and then losing it all, man. Tell us about the feelings and emotions that you went through in that moment. Talk to us about what you were feeling.
You feel loss. You feel hopelessness. You feel destitute. But most of all, you feel less than a man. Yeah. Because when you lose everything and you can't support people, I remember she was my fiance at the time. She was now my wife. Would call me one time. I was in a meeting for Caden, trying to make some things work. We were basically at death's door. The Grim Reaper was about to open and pull us through to the other side, but I was trying to fight him. And my fiance called and said, Marcus, what am I going to do? The credit card's not working. I'm like, what? She was trying to buy like $100 worth of groceries. Credit card wasn't working. I tried to get another car. That car didn't work. And I ended up having to move what I called my reserves. I had like $1,000 in complete reserves that I moved to another car, gave it to her, and the groceries came through and we were paid. Wow. But I'll never forget when credit cards were maxed out. Never forget going places and hoping and praying the card would work. And sometimes it didn't work. And I had to put stuff back. And I had to, you know, to say, I can't afford that. I remember when our car got repossessed, both cars, same day. And we had to go get a car. And we got a car for like 30% interest. So it was a little Altima. It was like $9,000. We ended up probably paying about $20,000 over 5 years because my wife filed a bankruptcy and I was preparing to file mine. So our interest rate, Dr. Watson, was through the roof.
Wow.
Then I remember getting a car like maybe 3 months later. We had one car for about 3 months. Mm-hmm. I am getting another car. And I got that car. It was $1,800. It was a broken down Fred Sanford Green Hornet pickup truck. Messed up bed, all scratched up. Literally, Dr. Watson, it was two-seater. The passenger seat was almost completely ripped out. You barely sit in the car. No air, no radio, except for 5 stations.
Wow.
Driving that around, just hoping it wouldn't break down.
Yeah.
So that's how you feel less than a man, less than human, when you're literally just trying to hang on and not go all the way down to the depths of, you know, of Hades.
Absolutely. And again, I can't thank you enough for being transparent and honest about that. So in your darkest moment, how did you cope with this situation during this time? What did you do to cope? What are some strategies you
used? So I ended up, you know, I was working different jobs and I let the NFL know what was going on. And thank goodness they gave me some counseling to help me through tough times. I leaned on my fiance the best I could, but that didn't always go well because, you know, sometimes when you're having those hard times, you come across a little bit impatient. You come across a little bit frustrated, which can, you know, create tension, which can also create what? Things not going well. So that was good some days not. But what I really tried to focus on after my rock bottom moment of clarity was my strengths and my why.
Yeah.
And once I had those focal points ready to go, that's when life got better. It was still hard, but life got a lot better at that time.
Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, that leads to my next question. You know, so on your darkest moment, man, you didn't give up. You kept going. What kept you going during that darkest moment? Because unfortunately, there are people who check out at that particular time. You know, you didn't do it.
So it's interesting you say that. So I have a quote. Well, it's not my quote. I use this quote a lot. Mm-hmm. In times of extreme darkness, focus on the light. Aristotle. Mm-hmm. And my light, when I had about 98% darkness, the 2% light was my father's legacy.
Wow.
To make sure that I continue to live his legacy, to honor him and push forward through hard times. As a result of all the things that I went through and I had to push through and endure through, I was able to focus on that why. Because I was told no, Dr. Watson, for 30 straight months trying to get my first paid speaking job. So it wasn't 6 months, a year, year and a half, it was 2.5 years before I got our first paid speaking job. So my father's legacy was the light that I focused on in that hard time.
And that is absolutely incredible. I thank you for sharing that again as well. So now, as you look back over that experience today, how would you say that all that has shaped you as a person?
It's made me realize that in life, you have to not let your ego, or what I let ego stand for, exaggerated, glorified opinions rule and or ruin your life.
Yeah, like that.
I've learned from that. And so I have another saying, when you lose everything, you learn to appreciate everything.
Absolutely.
And that's what I live my life by now, because I've lost everything. I've had to start over. I hit my rock bottom moment of clarity, September 2013, as a custodian with somebody's trash and rotten meat and nasty protruding garbage covering my body, my skin and my clothes. And those are the things I had to endure. That's what I had to, you know, get my life back from. And again, it was a lot of hard work. It was a lot of years. It was a lot of ups, downs, highs, lows. But I tell people, like I was talking to this group yesterday from Bootstrap Business School, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah.
You're going to have to endure a lot of no's, hard times to get to where you want to go.
Absolutely. And, you know, Marcus, so very well said. You know, so as you look back over your situation today, and you were going through it, what would you do differently? Would you do anything differently?
No. The only thing I would do differently, well, yeah. So if I, with construction, to keep the success going, I would have fired myself and hired a real CEO and a real CO and fired my partner. But after I lost everything and all that, no, I wouldn't do anything differently, because without working, you know, as a custodian on the night shift for $8.25 an hour, without, you know, having only $400 to my name, no credit cards, no real friends, or just very few friends, very few family, not having anybody to lean on or talk to, it made me resilient. And people say all the time, well, Marcus, how are you not going to call your brother, Jonathan Ogden, the Ravens Hall of Fame left tackle who made $50 million in his career, to bail you out? And I answer everybody the exact same way. If I got bailed out of my failure, what do I learn?
Yeah, you're exactly right. What do I learn?
Yeah. What do I learn? I learn nothing.
Yeah.
And then who am I? I'm a guy that makes a mistake. Instead of learning from it, having to bounce back, endure hardships, you know, discipline to get back on top, focus, going through obstacles and adversity. If I don't go through that, then I'm not going to be who I am today. No way.
Yeah, you're so right about it. You hit it on the head, and that's the whole genesis and that's what the podcast is about. So my other question to you is, we're coming off a year where people have lost loved ones, lost hope, lost finances. They just don't know what to do. What words of advice can you give those folks to hold on and let them know there's a better day that's going to come?
Every day you can wake up and it's a new day.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it is. And so focusing on the negative, dwelling on it, it's only going to put you in a worse mindset. Your mindset has to be strong. It can bend. Not saying it can't and shouldn't bend. Like, hard times happen. You have to endure. Got it. But you can never break.
Right.
The minute you break with your mindset is the minute you are finished. You're finished.
That is so greatly said. Marcus Ogden, folks. Hey, Marcus, if people want to get a hold of you again, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
They can reach me on our website, www.MarcusOgden.com. They can also shoot me an email, Marcus@MarcusOgden.com. And just go ahead, reach out to us, get in touch with us, and let's have a conversation. All consultations, Dr. Watson, are free to see if we can work each other, and I can help you get from where you are to where you want to be.
That's awesome. Folks, reach out to him. Hey, Marks, we talked about some hard stuff. You ready to have a little fun?
Let's do it, man.
Okay, so this portion of our podcast is called Rapid Fire Purpose Questions. I'm going to ask you a number of questions about purpose. I want you to give me your most, me and the audience, your most concise answer to the questions. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. All right. What gives your life meaning?
My family.
Okay. What one word best describes you?
Disciplined.
That's good. What problem do you want to solve in our world?
People not believing in themselves.
Good one. What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Watch, they would be old. Watch movies of my favorite actors.
Okay, great. What do you wish you had more time to do?
Travel.
Okay. What did your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
My 15-year-old self, I imagined playing football and trying to live life after. So I say I've accomplished that.
Okay, great. Who inspires you the most?
Is it inspired or inspires, living or past or present?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, my father, without a doubt.
Awesome. What's your father's name?
Cheryl.
Awesome. Awesome. Love it. What's something about yourself we might be surprised to learn about you?
That I love reality TV, like Desperate Housewives, not Desperate House, like Real Housewives of Orange County, or 90 Day Fiance, like reality TV stuff. Like, my wife got me hooked on that.
that's cool. I love it. What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
COVID restrictions apply. I'd like to travel to Greece for a potential speaking job that I'm trying to book with a client.
Okay, awesome. What's something you'll spend your time doing no matter what?
Spending time with my family, no matter what.
Yeah. What do you want your grandchildren to say about you?
That their grandfather started a legacy so they could have their best life.
Oh, I love it. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Reading people's minds.
That's a good one. I like that. What sparks your creativity?
My team, we have an amazing team of people that are innovative, fun, and it's great to work with them. So I would say our team.
Awesome, love it. If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
Everybody has to be kind to each other.
That's a good one, I like that. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
Living or past or present?
Doesn't matter.
I would say it was his birthday. So Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I love that. What's been the best gift someone's ever given you?
Knowledge, like this information that one of my coaches at a program I went to at Penn State gave me knowledge to help me who I am today.
Oh, I love it. What's been the one thing you have never been afraid to do?
Try and fail.
Okay. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
Making the football team as a junior in high school when I almost quit after a rough start.
Okay, that's good. I like that. What does success look like for you?
It's in the eye of the beholder. That's kind of like an overall answer. So to me, it's having time to spend with my family and do what I want to do with my life.
Good. What are you most grateful for?
My family.
Good. What's been the biggest lesson you have learned in life?
Remove your ego in business.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one. And last but not least, Marcus, how do you want to be remembered in history?
As a person that inspired others to achieve their goals and their aspirations.
Man, awesome. Marcus, give yourself a round of applause. Great job, brother.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Marcus, so this podcast really centers on two things. It centers on purpose and resiliency. What last words can you leave our audience with around purpose and resiliency?
When it comes to purpose, live your life to the best of your ability. Don't live life for others. And resiliency in business and in life, if it doesn't take time to accomplish and or achieve it, it's not worth starting.
Man, that is absolutely awesome. Great words, folks out there, from Marcus Ogden, former NFL player. Hey, if you've been inspired by this podcast, I want you to subscribe to Resilient Stories Podcast. Download this episode, rate it, give us a five-star review, share with your folks on social media. And if you have a story of overcoming, we want to hear from you. You want to go to tawatson.com, share your story with us. And again, Marcus, really appreciate you having us, join us today, though. And your story has been amazing. I think it's going to inspire a lot of people out there. Everyone else out there listening.
Yours truly, God bless. Dr. Watson.